Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Erev and daf Nun Ches, a good moi, the Chag Sameach. We have the Mishnah on Nun Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom. And again, more issues referring to Erev Tchumim. This is going to talk about primarily, or almost entirely, about measuring from the Tchum when you don't have a straight line, meaning when it's flat and there's a planes, P-L-A-I-N-S, so then everything is easy. You just measure the distance. But let's say you have valleys and mountains and fences or whatever. So the Mishnah here talks about that. Ein modedin ela bechevel shel nun amo. When we measure the tchum, we use a rope of 50 amos. The pachus for the yoter, no more and no less. Velo yimdod ela keneged libo. And a person should carry the rope right by his chest, right, not by his legs, not on top of his head. And therefore get, that's the height at which he should carry it. Meaning just to make sure it's uniform across the way, because if you bend down or raise it up, so then obviously the rope has either less or more distance to go. So keep it level at a person's chest when you're walking and measuring it. Again, if you have a 50 amo rope, right, and you're measuring 2,000 amos, so obviously you have to measure several times over, so it's good to know where to keep it, right, on one place to make sure you don't go up and down. Hayamodiru magia legayo legader. Let's say you're measuring, you got to a valley or to a fence, so mavulio v'chozer limidoso. So this phrase mavulio is going to come up a lot. So basically what it means is that you should go around and get to a side which is manageable, which is across from where you're going. They translate it here as you should span it, and you should span the valley, but it's not a great translation. I mean, it basically means you should, if you can go around at some point and just kind of line up and end up where you were going, just figure out exactly how it is. Let's say if it's let's take a small fence. So you should go around and just continue from the exact line of sight which you were using previously, and keep on going. Right, v'chozer l'midaso, and go back to measuring. But higi lahar, if you get to a mountain, so mavlio v'chozer l'midaso, you should also do this mavlio situation and go back to measuring it, and we'll see exactly how you would do that. Ubelvashal yitzi l'chuz l'tchum, as long as you don't go outside the tchum. Now, this is not a din on Shabbos. This is even if you're measuring on a Tuesday. As we're going to see, just to spoil it for you, the Chachamim were concerned that if a person saw you measuring outside the Tchum, so they would think that that point which you were situated was inside the Tchum, and therefore they would kind of like use that as a landmark and be like, oh, I saw this guy there on a Tuesday or on an Erev Shabbos, for example, measuring the Tchum, must be that that's fine. So then, so when you're measuring, you shouldn't go outside the actual Tchum. If you can't go around the mountain or the valley or whatever, so it's impossible for you to get to the same point as which you originated. So then, Bazu Amar Rabbi Dostoy Bar Yanai Mishum Rabbi Meir Shamati Shemekadrin Baharim. And this is what I heard, that you should be Mekadrin the mountain. And it literally means to pierce the mountain. And again, we'll see exactly the Mishnah. Basically, today's daf is going to analyze this Mishnah almost entirely, and then we have a new Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis. So let's see what's going on over here. So first of all, Minan Emili, where do you know that you get to use a 50 amos rope? Well, it seems to be a very arbitrary number. Again, you're measuring 2,000 amos. Right, where'd you get a 50 amos rope? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Erech HaChotzer Me'a Ba'ama V'rochav Chamishim B'chamishim. We're talking about the Chotzer in the Mishkan, and it said its width was 50 in 50, or by 50. What does that mean? Amar Torah bechaver shel chamishim ama medod. It says, in something that you're using 50, use it with 50. Meaning, use a 50 amos rope to measure 50 amos at a time. So the Gemara says, one second, and if that sounds familiar to you, so we used that pasuk already. Hami boyle lito chamishim with a sabiv chamishim. If you remember earlier in the Masechta, we said, how do you know how big a karpif is? Said you have an area that's 50 amos by 50 amos. You take another area that's 50 by 50 and put it around it, right? So it or put it next to it. Right? So you have 50 by 100, and that was the size, right? That was the 70 and 2/3 amos square amos size of a karpif that we said before. That was 50 chamishim b'chamishim. That's what we said. That's how you figured it out. it wasn't a straight-up drasha, but it was definitely at least an asmachta, right? The pasuk was used to teach us that's how big a karpif is. So the Gemara says, skip a little bit. Imkain, if that was the drasha, meaning and no other, lemakra chamishim chamishim. My chamishim, bi chamishim, right? What's the bi chamishim? So there you have two. Shmami natarti, you have two drashas here. First of all, it said 50 twice, and then it said 50 in 50, so you can learn both drashas. Okay. Lopakos vilo yoser, you can't do. The rope is 50 amos, no less and no more. Tana within the brisa lo pachos mepnei shemarbe avlo yoser mepnei shemayit. Right, this is at first glance seems contradictory. Right, you can't have any less because then you have more, and you can't have any more because then you have less. Well, what does that mean? So basically, what that means is that if the rope is too short, right, pachos if it's 49 amos, so then you have to stretch it. Right, then when you pull it tight. You're gonna mess up the measurement, and so too v'lo yoser, if it's more than 50 amos, and then you're gonna let it slack a little bit, that's gonna shrink the measurement, and you're gonna mess it up. If the rope is less than 50 amos, you may need to stretch it out. If it's more than 50 amos, you may want to shrink it a little bit. Apparently a 50 amma rope, that was a good distance for two people to hold one inside of the other, and make it sufficiently taut, T-A-U-T, to make sure that you wouldn't mess up any measurements. Okay, let's see. Amar Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi said, Ein modedin el bechevel shel as af sekima. Then the substance, what's the material of the rope? It has to be afsakima. My afsakima, what is that? I'm Rabbi Abba, nargila. It's nargila. My nargila, what's that? I'm Rabbi Yaakov, dikla dechad navra. It's the dekel, it's the stuff that grows around the dekel. This literally means a palm tree of a single vine. Basically, we said before that the stuff growing at the bottom of the tree, right, we mentioned it once before, a couple times, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, the stuff that kind of grew, we said it's not part of the tree. Is it part of the tree? Right? We had the whole discussion. But either way, so we said that this is what you should make the rope out of. That's going to be sufficiently tight and strong, but not. And at the same point, it won't be slack. It won't be loose. It won't fall apart, etc. Okay. Another way of understanding. Ika de Amri. Other people say my afsakima. That is Rabbi Amma Amar Nargila and Rabbi Yaakov Amar Dikla Dechad Navra. Okay, another understanding that Nargila is different than this Dikla Dechad Navra. Okay, either way, that's what it was made out of. Tani Willa de Rabbeisa. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Ein lecha shiyofe lemedida yoser mishal shalos shal barzal. Right, there's nothing that's better to measure with iron chains. Right? When they have to measure the first down marker in football, what do they have between the pylons? Not the pylons. Between the markers, right, you have a metal chain. Right? So that's the best thing to measure. Right? It doesn't change shape. It doesn't move. You pull it tight. So, Aval Maya said, Manes. Okay, fine. Really, we should use metal chains. But what are you going to do? Sharia Amr Torah. The Torah already said, Uviyado Chevel Mida. And in his hand is a Chevel, is a rope. Of midah, of measuring. Now that pasuk's not actually in the Torah, it's a pasuk in Zechariah. But okay, fine, sometimes the Gemara does that. Oh, Vaksivai, the pasuk says, Uviyada ish kana hamida. Right? A different pasuk says in Yechezkel that it has to be a kana, that it's a reed to measure stuff. So the Gemara says, Ahu, latari. Now that is for tari, that is for the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. That is a small distance, so therefore it was good to use something hard, something tight. But if you're talking about a long distance, so then reeds were not as good. You should use chevel, you should use a rope. Okay. Tani Rabbi Yosef taught the following. Chavalim him shal magog, shal netzer, v'shal pishtan. There are three different ropes in the shas. Talking about magog is reeds. Netzer is, as today's Sukkot, so it's talking about the branches of a willow tree, that's aravos, and v'shal pishtan, and of linen. What are they used for? Shal magog, a rope of reeds, is used for the paraduma. It's not like the Mishnah, kaftua v'chevel amagag v'nesua al gava maracha, right? They would tie up the cow after it was shechted and put it on the fire, and you wanted to make sure that was very, very soft, right? To make sure that nothing was. This is makabal tuma, right? We want to make right. Reeds are not makabal tuma; they're a type of wood from the ground. Yeah, so they're not makabel toma. See, obviously, part of Duma, you want to make sure to take as much and as many precautions as you can not to have a part of Duma have with Tuma. Okay. What would you use? Nitzarim, this Netzer. Shanetzer, that's the Sota, that's for a Sota. That's not what would you use that for? It's not the Mishnah. V'achar kach mavi chevel amitzri v'kosher l'malam midodel. Part of the process of the Sota to demean her, to make her embarrassed, etc., would be to rip her clothing. But obviously, that would be a terrible spectacle in the Beis HaMikdash. You wouldn't want to rip her clothing off completely, so they would tie a rope over the top to make sure it wouldn't fall down. So that's they used of this willow tree of the Aravos. And Michelle Pishton lemedida. And what do you use? You use a rope of linen for measuring. So again, you see again rope of linen. According to this, according to I guess Rav Yosef, not like we said before that it has to be a rope made out of this afsakima or whatever it was. So okay, that's not right. So machlokas in terms of what the rope was made out of. All right, either way, fine. Hayem moded vehigia. Again, let's say he was measuring. Again, the Mishnah was said that if a person was measuring and he got to a fence or a valley, so you should just figure it out. Mavlio, you should get around to the other side and then kind of calculate exactly where you are and continue going. Umi de gatani chozer lemidaso mechlal dim eno yochal avlio holich lamachom sheyochal avlio umavlio. Right, v'tzofa kenegda. Right, when the Mishnah says afterwards, right, that that you have to go back to measuring, right, chozer lemidaso, so mechlal, that implies dim eno yochal avlio, if he can't get around, let's say the valley, for example, to the point right opposite where he stopped, so holich lamachom sheyochal avlio, he has to go to a place where he can get around it. Even if it's not right exactly where he was lined up, umavlio, and then he gets around then he goes around the valley. Vetzofa kenegim midaso v'chozer, and he tries to figure out according to how far away he was from his original point of departure, and then goes back. Meaning you have to kind of fudge it a little bit. Right? He has to make sure to try and evaluate and try to guesstimate a little bit. Where the location was, and then he continues. Okay, Tanino lahadatani rabbanim. We learned the brayso. Hayamodir veegia hamida lagayin. Again, if he was measuring and he got to a valley, miyachol avliyo b'chavel shachamishim amam avliyo. Right, if he can get across it with this 50 amma rope, he should do it. Vemlav, and if he can't, so then holik lamachol shiyachol avliyo. He goes to a place where he can get across from avliyo, and then he gets across. Fetzofa v'chozer lemidaso, and he kind of looks to try and figure out where his point of departure was, and then he continues. Measuring. And if the valley was mu'ukam, means it was not slanted, it was turned or it was curved. Right, meaning it's hard for him to get around. Right, he has to go all the way around. Right, if he's trying to get, let's say, at the base, let's say he looks like a chauffeur. Yeah, and he's trying to cross the valley at the bottom part, and really, right, to get around for real, he would have to go really all the way around. So then, makdir ve'ol makdir ve'yored. As you'll see, that means he goes either goes up or goes down, and we'll see exactly what that means in a second. Right, depending on whether you can get across by going up or going down, whether it's a valley or a hill. And he gets a kotel, and if he gets to a wall, in omrim yikovet a kosel ala omdo v'holichla. Right, we don't say that he has to actually pierce through the wall. Rather, you just evaluate how thick the wall is. Right, go around and figure out where you left. And then continue. As the Gemara says, one second. Didn't we say mavlio v'chozer lemidaso? Didn't we say that if you get to a wall or a fence, right? The quote in the Mishnah was a fence or a valley, right? So you should be mavlio v'chozer lemidaso, and then you should go around and then try and evaluate where you left. Right? Why do we have to estimate? Right? The last thing that the Brisa said was omdo v'holichlo. He estimates and then continued. Well, the Mishnah had said you have to evaluate where you were, right, and measure that way. So the Gemara says, hasam nichatash misha, right, hacha lo nichatash misha. So yeah, okay, nichanami. In the case of the Mishnah, it was you were able to go around and figure it out. Right, there's actually machlokas here in terms of Rashi tells us what that exactly means. Let's just read Rashi. Noach lehiluch tzas kigon mislaket asara mitoch arba. So hasuk matani mavlio im yachol vim lav mekader. Meaning Rashi talks about if it's able to get around, if you're able to move around, then you can do the mavlio thing. You can get around and reevaluate. But if you can't get around it, so then you can just estimate. Then you can keep on going. If I'm not mistaken, Tosos says that something a little different. That. not sure. I'm trying to find. Okay. Yeah, I can't find it right now. Okay, never mind. Ayin Sham. Definitely something to go back to. But either way, right, okay, fine. Seder Gomer. Okay, Amar Avihu Damar Shmuel. We had just, again, we had said before that if you have a valley that is kind of shaped like a shofar, for example, so we can do, what you can do is you can makdir va'ula, makdir va'yorid. You can be makadrin. You can kind of, literally translates as piercing, but you can pierce the distance, right? You go either through the mountain or through the valley, right, from across, from one side to the next. So Avihu Damar Shmuel says, lo shanu, that's only, ala she'en chuta mishkolas yorid kenegdo. Chuta meshkolas is a plumb line. It's basically if you have a, if you can imagine a fishing rod and a rope and a weight at the bottom. So if that would go straight down, right, meaning if you would stick out the fishing rod and the rope would drop and the weight would hit the bottom and go straight down, straight away. So then if it would not do that, then you can do this whole makadrin thing, as we'll explain exactly how you do that in a minute. But if you could stick out the fishing rod and have the rope go all the way down and the weight kind of land straight and the rope would be taut, right? It would be literally straight down. So then modo midide yafa. Then you can measure properly, measure totally fine, and see exactly how far the distance is, even without going and traveling all the way down. Again, just we keep on saying Makadrin, again, we're going to mention it again later, but I guess I should probably just explain it for a second, that there was a process of going down or going up the mountain and measuring the distance by putting a rope, a four amos rope, at one person's feet and putting the next person, let's say four amos away, and putting the other rope by the end of the rope by his chest, so that the rope would always be straight. Right? If you can imagine, you have one guy on top of the mountain, rope is at his feet. The next guy goes down, four almost down, until to the point where the rope hits his chest. Then the first guy replaces him, right? It takes the rope again. You put the rope at the second guy's feet, extends it four almost, or however many almost out it is, and the first guy flips around and goes ahead of him, and you measure to his chest. Then the other guy, again, and you repeat that process over and over and over, and that way you keep the rope straight. That way the rope is straight and you can always measure, let's say if it's, we'll see, it's a four amma rope, so then you can always, that's measuring the distance without taking into account the slope or the incline. All right, either way, we'll get to that in a second. V'kama omko shelgei, how deep can you do this whole situation, not Makadrin, but Mavlian. How deep does the valley have to be for you to not have to traverse it? So Rav Yosef, Alpayim Amos, right? You have to get Alpayim, you have 2,000 Amos. Right? If it's deeper than 2,000 Amos, then you have to do Makadrin as opposed to just being going around and kind of taking the rope across and Mavlian and swallowing, literally, the distance. Esve Abaye said, one second, Amok Me'a Varocham Chamishim Mavlio. Abaye said, the Brisa says, no, not 2,000 Amos, you have 150, you can be Mavlio. Right? If you have Lav, ain't Mavlio. And if not, if it's bigger than that, you cannot do Mavlio. Right? Again, Mavlio, just the phrase here, Mavlio, as we said in the Mishnah, means that you can take a rope and go to the other side and evaluate, you know, kind of where you left off. And measure that way. And Makadrin means, again, you do this two-person thing where you have the four amma rope and you put one by his feet and it extends to his chest and you go again and again and again. Okay, so the only case where you can be Mavlio and can evaluate and estimate exactly how far it is, so that's if it's 2,000 amos, corner of Yosef, and according to Abaye, he says it's 150 amos. So the Gemara says, yeah, well, that's not a stira. Who do amar ka achirim? Rav Yosef holds like the achirim. The Tanya, the Kalanda, Braisa, achirim omrim, afilu amok alpayim, varochav chamishim avlio. Right, even if it's 2,050 amos, you can do the Mavlian thing. You can go around and then evaluate right where you left off and continue. Igad amri, some people say, amar Rav Yosef, afilu yasar me alpayim, even more than 2,000 amos. According to this opinion, Rav Yosef says even more than 2,000 amos. The Gemara says, one second. But if that's what he says, come on, who does he hold like? Look at Tanakama, look at Achirim. Well, it's not like Tanakama. Tanakama said 100. Tanakama didn't say 150 amos deep. He said, Amok mea varochav chamishim, 100 deep and 50 wide. And according to the, obviously the Achirim said there could be 2,000 amos. And 50 wide, right? Not 2,050, my bad. 2,000 wide, 2,000 deep and 50 wide. So if you tell me that Rav Yosef's Shita is more than 2,000, who does he hold by? So it says, Hossam over there, right? But She'in Chut HaMishkolet Yori Kinegdo, right? That's only if this, again, the plumb line does not go straight down, right? You have a normal incline, and therefore you can get to, meaning the incline is more than Dalet Amos, so it's more Mach, right? So then you cannot be mavli in it if it's more than 100 amos. But ach, over here, when Rav Yosef allows you to do a lot of, if it's even more than 2,000 amos deep, he can be mavli. Yeah? So then b'chut ha-mishkol yorei kinegdo. That's when the plumb line goes straight down. Since literally, meaning what does it mean if the plumb line goes straight down? It means that you cannot climb down the valley, right? I mean, if you would stick out a fishing rod, yeah, fishing pole. And the rope would go straight down, and the weight would hit the bottom, or even not. But if the rope would go straight down, that tells me that you're at the cliff. You're at a cliff, right? So therefore, you can't get there, right? So it doesn't matter how deep it is, right? Even more than 2,000 amos, it doesn't matter. You can't do this whole Mekadrin process with a one person at a rope at his feet, rope at his chest, not another person, etc., etc. You can't get there. You can't climb down. It's literally a cliff. So at that point, right? So then you need. It can be even more than 2,000 amos. Okay. Says the Gemara, one second. Right. So when the plumb line is not straight down, meaning the descent into the valley is not so steep and you can walk. So ankama. So what's the measurement? Right. At some, there is some limit. So Ravimi arba. Right. It's four amos. Rami ama. Right. Four amos. If the rope would be less than 4 hours away from the person, then it's no good, right? Meaning then you can't do it, right? So if it's 4 hours, then already that's something you can traverse and you can walk, down. Higia lahar, okay, fine, weiter. A different part of the Mishnah now. Higia lahar mavliya v'chozer l'midaso. If you get to a mountain, so again, you do this mavliya thing, kind of traverse it, you go around, you walk over it, whatever it is, and then try to figure out exactly where your departure point was and continue measuring your tchum. Amar Rava lo shonu ela bahara mislakeit yud mitoch dalet. That's only a mountain that is, it travels 4 amos when the slope is 10 tfachim, meaning when the slope goes down 10 tfachim. If you have traveled 4 amos, so that is already, or goes up, or the opposite, right? Right. In the case of a mountain, it's going to go up. So either way, it's that halacha. Then you can be mavliya. But if you're telling me that if it goes 10 tefachim only after 5 amos, so then modu mida yafa, then you have to actually walk it. Then you have to actually measure it, and then right, you don't get this heter of mavliya. Ravuna Breder of Nasan, Masni the Kula. Ravuna Breder of Nasan said that's a Kula. It's not a Chumra, right? The first one is a Chumra because you have to actually go measure the whole thing. Here, it's Ravuna said no, it's a Kula because Amarava Lo Shanu Ella Bahar Mislaket Asar Mitel Chamesh. Right? They only taught this that if it goes 10 tefachim, meaning if it rises 10 tefachim in a distance of 5 amos. So then you have to be mavliyat. But if it goes 10 tefachim within 4 amos, so then omdo beholichlo. Then no, you can just estimate it. You don't even need to go over the mountain at all. You can just give an estimation, and then you can continue. Right? So you thought that would be a kula, much bigger kula rather than a chumra, rather than you have to walk over it. Okay. Fine. Ublavad said the Mishnah Shalo Yetzi Chutz L'Tchum. Why can't a person go outside the Tchum? My time. What's the reason? So I'm Rav Kana. Xer Shemar Yomru meet this Tchum in Baalakan. Right. Like as we explained before, the people might see the people measuring the Tchum, and they would be really outside the Tchum, and people would be like, "Oh, I saw the measuring. It must be that that's inside the Tchum." And then the people would travel outside the Tchum on Shabbos, and that would be a problem. Emenu Yochel Avlio. If a person is unable to do this Mavlia type thing. Again, we said mok de harim, or you can be piercing the mountains. So Tanur Rabban went into the Raisa, Ketzer Mekadrin. Again, this is what we pointed out before. How do you do this process of Mekadrin to figure out how what the space is through a mountain? So obviously, you don't, with technology now, you can do it. But back then, they had a rope. What do you do with a rope? So Tachton Keneged Libo, the bottom guy, the guy who's lower down on the mountain, puts the rope at his chest. Elyon Keneged Margalosa, and the guy who is higher up on the mountain puts the rope at his feet. And you keep on exchanging spots, and therefore you can measure the entire distance. And the rope itself has to be dalat amos, as we mentioned before. Ein mekadrin lo ba glarufa v'lo ba ari miklat mipnei shehein shel Torah. Right, if you're measuring the distance for an eglarufa, again, eglarufa is the case where you found a dead body between two cities. We measure which city is closer, and then the zakenim of that city have to do a whole ritual. So the measuring of that city to the dead body, or measuring in terms of ir miklat. Again, a person has a tchum, even with the Eir Miklat, when a person who kills Meshogeg has to run to Eir Miklat and can be saved from the Kol Adam, he also gets the tchum. So that those two measurements are not done with his whole Mekadrin Mavlian type thing, because they are Dinim D'Araisa, meaning we have to actually measure the surface area, right? Even if you have a mountain or a valley, we don't actually get to employ these tricks to figure out the distance. Again, tchumim are derabanan, right? Again, we did see, according to Rabbi Akiva, that tchum Shabbos is daraisa. Again, this Gemara seems to imply against that. But okay, there's ways to get around that as well, I would imagine. I just haven't had a chance to look into it. But right, so tchumim are derabanan, according to most people. But dinim daraisa are not going to be afforded these kulas in terms of measuring. Okay, shkola kol rabbosa, good moed, chag sameach. Keep the simcha going, and we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow.